First Kings chapter 18. First Kings chapter 18 in your Bible. It's a wonderful portion of Scripture, very familiar. Has to do with Elijah and what happened on Mount Carmel. And let me just kind of give you a heads up so that you can be thinking about this and listening for it. How to call down fire from heaven. Okay? So 1 Kings chapter 18, let's begin reading in verse 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and he cut the bullock in pieces, and he laid on him the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and it filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, if you want to count the words, 63 words, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, the wood and the stones, the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. 3.5 years earlier, Elijah had pronounced judgment on the land at God's command. Israel was in trouble. There was no water that fell on this earth in 3.5 years, and so drought had dissipated the land. So Ahab has been searching for Elijah, the troublemaker. The devil's crowd always wants to blame everything bad on God's people who preach the truth. We say, repent or judgment will come. And then when judgment comes, we get blamed for it. It's not the result of us saying it's going to happen. It's a result of sin. And God is not mocked. And God will always deal with sin in the land. At the risk of being simplistic and the hope of being helpful, here's what Elijah did to have power with God. It's found in verse 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Understand something. God doesn't build altars, and God doesn't maintain altars. Altars are built for one purpose. An altar is built for a place of sacrifice. I want to recount some altars built by the holy men of old that ought to be a part of our life. And if we will have power with God, it must be a part of our life. How to call down fire from heaven, rebuild the altars of God in our life. First of all, the altar of deliverance. Go with me to Genesis chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8. And look at verse 20. The Bible says that Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. It was built by Noah, of course, right after the flood. It was an altar of deliverance. Let me ask you something. From what has God delivered you? He has delivered all of us, ladies and gentlemen, from hell. He has delivered us from being a slave to sin. For some of you, that meant alcohol and drugs and profanity and other things like that. But God has delivered us from that, and we need to build that altar of deliverance and maintain that altar and go back to that often in our life. Kids that are saved when they're young, it saves them from a lot of regret down the road. They don't have to worry about alcohol and drugs and other things if they're saved when they're young. But for some of us, I was saved when I was 19, and I never got involved in things that really were bad, but it's because I had a mother that raised us in church, and I'll tell you what, her word was kept in our house. Okay. The altar of deliverance. Second of all, the altar of prayer. Go with me to Genesis chapter 12. And look at verses 7 and 8. The Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who had appeared to him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. That's the altar of prayer. Let me remind you, God doesn't build altars and God doesn't maintain altars. But if you don't pray, then you can have no power with God. I want you to hold your place here and go with me to Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28. And look at verse 9. And it has to do with what we are doing here this evening. Look what the Bible says. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Ladies and gentlemen, every time we meet at this church, what you are going to hear, you're going to hear the law of God. You're going to hear the law that's contained in that book that lies in your lap. And if people get to the place where they say, yeah, you know what? Don't really care about that. Here's what the Bible says. If you turn away your ear from hearing the law, even your prayer shall be abomination. And we need to consider that. And we need to build that altar of prayer and maintain that altar of prayer because we listen to the Word of God and it changes our life and it makes us better so that God will hear us when we pray. You can't just take or leave the church. Okay? Third, the altar of answered prayer. And I know it's kind of splitting hairs, but let's do it anyway. Genesis chapter 35. Genesis chapter 35, the altar of answered prayer, the first three verses. God said unto Jacob, arise and go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. This is the altar of answered prayer. Folks, one of the things that you need to have in your life, you need to have a display case of how God has blessed you and things that God has done for you. It's a trophy case in your life. And here, it's the trophy case of answered prayer. He went back and make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which he is going back and saying, when I left the Ur and came back to Israel and I was afraid of what my brother was going to do unto me, God said, I've got it taken care of. Okay. The altar of answered prayer. Fourth, the altar of thanksgiving. Go with me to Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17. We're going to begin reading in verse 14. Let me see. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar, and he called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. This is the altar of thanksgiving that God will take up an offense against us. Fifth, you got to love this one. The altar of the second chance, Joshua chapter 8. Joshua chapter 8. And look at verse 30. Then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal. This is right after Ai, where 36 men died of Israel because of sin that was in the camp. And God gave Israel a second chance to go into the land and destroy Ai. And God said, I want you to build an altar and remember that you had a second chance. And then sixth, there's the altar of good sense. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. And look at verse 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 8. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of the land of Judah and Benjamin and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim. And he renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. Why do I call it the altar of good sense? We're going to go back and read the first seven verses, and it will become abundantly clear that this is simply an altar of good sense. And God expects us to have some good common sense about these kind of things. Let's read the first seven verses. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, "Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye will be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you." Folks, we're talking about good sense here. God saying, this is the way it is. If you will do good, good's going to happen to you. If you don't, it's not going to be good. Verse 3. Now for a long season Israel hath been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. Folks, we have to get back to good sense. And that book that lies in your lap is a wonderful book, and it has a lot of good sense in it. And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. There was a reason for that. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Now verse 8 once again. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin. What a good common sense thing to do. And out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and he renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. God doesn't build altars, and God doesn't maintain altars. That is something that we do, and an altar is a place where we sacrifice unto God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the wonderful stories in the Old Testament. Thank you for Elijah, the great story about him and what he did and how he lived his life. Oh, Father, we love your word. We love to read it. We love to meditate upon it. We love to memorize it so that we could recall it at times in our life when it is so very important. Thank you, dear Father, for preserving your holy word so that we might know your heart and that we might be able to live before you. Father, thank you for these dear people. Thank you for the fact that you want them to build altars in their life, these altars that are mentioned. Father, thank you that we can do it and the good that will come out of it. Father, more than anything, thank you for the cross where your Son loved us and died for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen.